Good morning, Symphony Church. We are continuing in the book of Mark, and today I'll be reading for us Mark chapter 13, verses 24 to 37. But in those days, after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. And then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts out its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near, at the very gates. Truly, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But concerning that day or that hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard, keep awake, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his servants in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to stay awake. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come. In the evening, or at midnight, or when the rooster crows, or in the morning, lest he come suddenly and find you asleep. And what I say to you, I say to all, stay awake. This week during our devotionals, we've been talking a lot about Jesus' very real reminder that there is going to be a future time where he will return. It's a reminder to us to not just treat our faith as something to practice with no end goal. Christianity is not just a way to have a positive mindset or to find inner peace as we tough it out in life. To truly know Jesus in his fullness is to hope for the day that he will come to usher forth eternity. Jesus also spent time in our passages this week warning the disciples that before he comes, before all this happens, this world will fall into great tribulation and all sorts of things will go wrong. And it really is an awesome and awful image. The sun darkening and the moon not giving light and the stars falling from heaven. And if you think about it, Jesus presents us this really interesting future to prepare ourselves for. On one hand, we have the fulfillment of all our greatest hopes, the return of Jesus Christ, our King, to the world, the true and final event that will unite us with God for eternity. And on the other hand, we have the unraveling of our greatest fears, as darkness and famine and hardship and evil rise up around us like they never have before. Both of these truths are going to occur outside of our control. There really isn't anything we can do to stop them from happening, and likewise, there isn't anything we can do to cause them to happen sooner. Both the coming of Christ and the catastrophes that are to come are outside of our influence. So for us, how do we actually respond to this? What wisdom does Jesus leave the disciples with as he commands them to persevere through to the end? Firstly, I think Jesus really understood the natural response to his words. As he tells the disciples about all these things that are to happen, the natural response must have been, well, when is it going to happen? Jesus, if you know everything, tell us when we can expect these things to happen so that we can be prepared for it. And it can be difficult for us to wrap our minds around the future when we're not able to predict it. I wouldn't say that I was the best student during my college years, but there was one particular class that I was especially unstudious for. Ironically, the class was called Learning and Motivation, and actually the only three grades that would make up your final grade were three exams that were evenly spaced throughout the semester. And actually, the only reason I knew this was because on syllabus day, the professor had explained that before they explained that attendance wasn't mandatory. So that semester, my plan was just to study the textbook and the materials on my own and only go into class on exam days. Such an efficient strategy, right? For all the college students listening, that is a terrible strategy. Don't try that. The problem for me was that the exam dates weren't actually on the syllabus. And that wasn't something I realized until a few weeks into the course. So I essentially was in the dark in terms of how I should pace my studies and how I should go about being prepared. And because I didn't know when the exam was, I ended up really struggling to be prepared for those exams. And actually, I completely missed the first one because I never got the memo on when it would be. All that to say, when we don't know the specifics of an important event, we're tempted to slack off and end up in danger of being underprepared. And yet, Jesus actually makes sure that the disciples knew that there is no set date, that when he comes and when all these things happen, there isn't going to be a set time and date for the disciples to prepare for. He says, "No one knows the day or the hour, not even the angels, and not even me. Only the Father does." Unlike my class, where theoretically you can cram the material closer to exam day, life with Jesus is something that you have to live every day in order to stay prepared. If you try to cram Christianity, you're inevitably going to be caught unprepared. And that's why Jesus says, "Be on guard and stay awake, because you don't know when that time will come." So we know our mission doesn't have a set completion date. How can we be on guard and diligent as we wait for Jesus to return? How can we stay awake, as Jesus puts it? For me, I feel like Jesus is calling me to work on three things: to understand his will for me, to pursue him every day, and to not be anxious. Jesus tells his disciples a short parable about a man going on a journey and how he puts his servants to work until he returns. And Jesus takes care to mention that the man charged each servant to their specific work. And in the same way, I believe that if we're to truly stay awake and be on guard, we have to understand what exactly God wants us to be doing with that time. This isn't to say that we all need to have the complete picture of how God wants to use us, but it does mean that we should be used to going to him to discern his will. That might look like starting every morning, for example, with, "Lord, what are you telling me today? How are you moving my heart to go about the things that I'm a part of?" It's through that constant asking and seeking that we can continually understand his will for us, and that way we're always on task. I think it's also important for us to pursue him every day if we're to be ready. If the servants in this parable loaded up all their tasks on one day of the week, then they would be unprepared the other 6 days in case their master returned. And as tempting as it might be for us to move around our quality time with Jesus to better fit our schedule, it's necessary to walk with him daily, maybe even more often than daily. It's through that constant, continual praying and going to him and just taking a moment to feel his presence that we can truly walk in obedience and in preparation. And lastly, although we might feel anxious when we think of the trials and the tribulations that are to come, and whether or not we'll be prepared, we need to remember the solid rock on which we stand. You know, if we truly remain in God's will, if we're pursuing Jesus continually every day, then we can place our trust in him, knowing that he will be faithful and that we are with him. Although we don't have control over the future that is to come, we're in an intimate relationship with the one who does. Those were just some rapid-fire ways that I feel like this passage is speaking to me, but I pray that for all of us today that we really go to the Lord and we ask this question: how can I be on guard? How can I stay awake and diligently wait for Jesus to return? I hope that the answer that Jesus gives us, really helps us to go about our day in preparation. Let me just close this in prayer. Lord, I thank you for this reminder, or for us to not just go through our faith for just general enrichment or without really much of a plan, but I thank you that you remind us continually of an eternity that awaits us. Until then, I pray that we be faithful workers. I pray that we go to you every day, that we constantly seek and discern your will for us, and that we trust that you have got it from there. Lord, continue to move in our hearts. May you really guide us. May you walk with us. May we feel your presence with us. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.